Well, check it out, y'all. We got what you need. We're all living in apartments, condos, vans. Well, dude, even you can have a studio. A studio in a box. Yes, we can help you with that right here at Blind Knowledge. We work on your budget, and we figure out your measurements. We'll get you the best sound for the best price. Let me know, 877-237-1143 or at blindknowledge.com. Yep.
Welcome back to Paranormal, the New Normal. So happy to be here tonight for this bracket. I really am, because yes, it's another one-on-one bracket special. I know I've been doing these like crazy lately. But like I said, people want to do them. But you know me, it's your host, Jeremy. And for those of you who have listened to my show for a while, and I just got my 2023 stats saved from Spotify, thank you all for that. Big numbers. I'm beating a lot of people. I'm really happy I'm beating. But I want to say, you know, I love mythology. I talk about on many interviews how much I love mythology and everything that relates to it with the paranormal nowadays. So when I started making brackets with movies in it for this, the first thing that came to mind was Greek mythology movies. And this was supposed to be the original first group bracket I did when I came back from my hiatus. Just didn't happen that way. But I am so happy that finally someone wanted to do it in a one-on-one and I get to talk my Greek myth movie freaking knowledge. Shit. We're doing this. We're having fun. And I get to work with someone I haven't seen in a long, long, long time. And I'm very happy about that. Ladies and gentlemen, stand-up comedian, mental health advocate, most importantly of all, C.A. Knubel, my favorite and your favorite hoe on the go.
Hey, hey, hey. It's good to be back. I'm excited about this. It has been a while.
It's been half a year at least. It feels like it's been a year.
Yeah.
But you're a busy woman and I get that. And I ain't going to hate on you for it. So.
Yeah, definitely been running around like an animal.
I follow you, so yeah, I can see that. But folks, CA is going to take on not a long bracket, only 34 movies, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, but is the best Greek mythology movies since movies became a thing, basically, because some of these came out in like the 1930s, I think is the earliest, maybe 20s even. I honestly don't know. I watched some movies that I never thought I saw a movie that old in my life. So you learn things. You learn things, and it's fun to learn things. But, well, let's get this started off the right way. Because CA has done brackets before. She knows how they work. I don't got to do no explaining here. So the first matchup, though, is, man, this is going to be an easy one. I have a feeling for anybody. But it's number 14, 300 Rise of an Empire. From 2014 versus number 29, Orpheus from 1950. Like I said, old movies.
Ooh.
And I actually did watch both of these.
Orpheus, and what's the other one?
300, Rise of an Empire, the sequel.
Oh, the sequel? I'm going to go with Orpheus on that one.
Oh. Color me surprised that a movie that's black and white with subtitles beat a movie from the 2000s, but that's class. That's class right there, folks. That's all that is.
I love older movies to begin with, so.
I honestly didn't mind it. It wasn't bad. It's just I've learned to deal with subtitles for a lot of these brackets, so that was something I had to overcome because that was not easy to overcome. I used to hate subtitles with a passion, so. I learned to overcome it, and now I can actually enjoy old movies and foreign movies. Which, with the amount of horror movies I've been watching lately, it's kind of a necessary thing. But
yeah, I love subtitles, so I watch everything with subtitles. So you would hate me because I can't watch anything without reading it.
I know people like that, and they drive me insane when I'm trying to watch something with them. But well. That means Orpheus does move on, but this next matchup is a little bit of a funnier matchup, I'd say. It's number 13, Hercules from 2014. And that is the version with The Rock in it. So, versus number 28, Goliath and the Dragon from 1960, which they only call them, it's only called Goliath because of religious reasons. They couldn't call him Hercules because that'd be worshiping pagan gods.
I loved Hercules, so I'm definitely going with Hercules on that one.
Yeah, the one with The Rock. Ian McShane in that movie is freaking hilarious, and The Rock is just always good. So, but I mean, they skipped over a lot of the origin stuff in that movie. It's the only thing that pissed me off. I mean, yeah, it's like Spider-Man. Everybody knows the origin.
Yeah, it's true.
But still, it's just like, I want to see it. But, ooh, Morpheus versus Hercules. That's interesting second round matchup right there. But the next matchup is a 60s matchup. It's number 12, Spartacus from 1960 versus number 27, Oedipus the King from 1968.
Ooh. What was the first one?
Spartacus.
I think I'll probably go with Oedipus, honestly.
I honestly
feel like it's hard with them too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you because, I mean, the story of Oedipus is a lot crazier. It's ultimate Greek craziness, but I actually couldn't even watch this version of Oedipus the King because it just wasn't available anywhere. Like, a lot of these older ones were on YouTube just free because why not? But this one, literally nowhere.
Yeah, and I think you cannot find it.
I think it was taken out of, like, production because it was so twisted because they stuck to the actual legend. So,
yeah.
But I don't know. I couldn't find it. But Spartacus was boring as shit. So I'm happy you didn't go with that.
Yeah, it was.
I think it's in my review on Letterboxd. I think I just wrote like so drawn out when it didn't need to be. But well, the next matchup is perfect for you because it's a powerful woman matchup. It's number 11, Wonder Woman from 2017 versus number 26, Antigone from 1961.
Wonder Woman all day. All day. Yeah, yeah, I actually recently accidentally broke my bronze cosplay tiara. Devastated. I'm going to try to fix it, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is one of those movies in this that I just know anytime this is done, it's going to get very far. But if not to the finals, but we'll see. This on this side, maybe. But that means Wonder Woman will face Oedipus in the second round. As funny as that is. And next matchup is number 10, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters from 2013 versus number 25, The Trojan Women from 1972.
Percy Jackson was incredible. So definitely go with Percy Jackson on that one.
Yeah, I think I literally called The Trojan Women one of the worst movies I've seen, especially in this bracket. So, I mean, literally the whole movie is just women screaming, like in agony and pain and like no apparent reason they're showing. But it's just like, I don't get the point of it. I was just like, why am I watching this? I mean, there's no message behind it, even from what I could see. Like, if there was the message that's supposed to be there, then yeah, I get it. But nothing. Just, I don't get it. But yeah, and Percy Jackson movies are freaking amazing. It took me a long time to finally watch them, but they are really good. Especially if you like mythology. Or just cool fights. But that means...
I thought it was really good.
What was that?
I said, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, it was the second one, and I actually think it was a little bit better than the first one. A little bit better, but... That means that Percy Jackson is going to be facing in a 60s versus 70s matchup, either number 9, Jason and the Argonauts from 1963, or 24, Iphigenia from 1977.
What was the first one?
Jason and the Argonauts.
I don't think I like either of these. I'll go with Jason.
I am very happy you went that way, actually, because I did see both of these, and Jason and the Argonauts was actually a good movie. I mean, yeah, the creatures are horribly made because it's the 60s, but it still was like a really good storyline. And the way they did Zeus was just freaking hilarious. But, and Iphigenia, it was actually pretty good. It was actually pretty good, if I remember right. It was decently done, just subtitles. And that's going to be a theme here in this thing is subtitles, I'm telling you. But that means Percy will face Jason in the next round. Means the next matchup is. It's all good. The next matchup is number eight, Clash of the Titans, the original from 1981, versus number 23, Elektra from 1962.
Electra, that's my girl. I'm always gonna go with Electra. Period.
Not the Marvel superhero, just to make sure that's clear.
No, I know. I know.
Okay.
I know.
Just making
But
sure.
because that's my girl, I'm always going to go with Electra, period.
Damn. I already respected you, but your actual knowledge of this stuff is making me the respect just grow and grow. I mean, I always thought you were amazing, but still, damn. And see, I would have
Thank
won
you,
Clash of the
thank you. I'll
Titans.
be rolling out the red carpet everywhere I go, so.
This is true. This is true. But that means you have two play-ins to decide the final matchup on the first half of round one. And the first play-in is it. Okay, yeah, here's the old movie. It's 30s versus 50s. And it's number 31, Black Orpheus from 1959 versus 33, Pygmalion from 38.
Definitely the first one. The 30s movies are just like really hard to find entertaining for me. I love old movies, but like that one, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it.
Well, actually, I loved Pygmalion because it basically is like what inspired Pretty Woman. It's what inspired that John Hughes movie I can't think of. Not Pretty in Pink, but the other one. Like it basically not another teen movie like did it too. It basically
Yeah.
created that whole idea of find the ugliest girl and turn her into like a
Oh, Cruel
model.
Intentions. Cruel Intentions. Ooh, that's a good movie right there.
And I mean, Pygmalion basically inspired that. Like, it's literally about a rich guy taking in a homeless woman and making her into a model.
I really think that's probably why I didn't like it very much, because it was like,
Yeah, I can see.
no female
Anti.
power in it, you know, like.
No, I mean, it's the 30s, but you can blame the
Right.
people in the
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
you could blame the people though in the 90s that remade the same idea. But
That's true.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Black Orpheus was an interesting movie. I mean, it was weird because
That's why I liked it.
it's got nothing to do with like Greek, besides
At
being
all.
loosely based off of a legend. Like, there's nothing about Greek culture in it. It's completely a Brazil movie, but I enjoyed it. It was just weird. But the other play-in matchup to see who Black Orpheus will face in round one is number 15, Alexander from 2004. Versus number 34, Hercules in New York from 1970.
Definitely Alexander. That was a good movie.
They both were, I mean, for different reasons, they both were really good movies. I mean, don't know. Alexander got boring at parts, I thought. Like, there's some, it was a little too drawn out in certain parts that could have just been taken out. Like,
That's true. But the cast.
I mean, the kid, yeah, it's Colin Farrell, but
Woo!
I mean, Hercules in New York is hilarious though, because it's freaking Arnold, it's Schwarzenegger, but and he couldn't
It
even
was. It
speak
was
English
funny.
for when he couldn't even speak English when he filmed the movie. That was the funny thing. It was just him trying to talk American the best he could. I mean, that's why I liked it. But Alexander definitely was a good action movie at parts. So, but that means you made yourself the final matchup for round this side of round one being number 31, Black Orpheus from 59 versus number 15, Alexander from 2004.
I think I'll go with Alexander over that, honestly.
Yeah, I would be amazed if you didn't. Really would. But that means it's time to go to the other side of round one. we're into the top seven now in these matchups, and the first one is going to start off with number seven, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, the Lightning Thief. From 2010 versus number 22, Ulysses from 1967.
Percy all day.
Yeah, did I watch Ulysses? Could I find it even? I don't think I could actually find it. Like, I had to watch it. I don't know. That's weird. But yeah, Percy Jackson, I mean, that was just. And I like the guy who plays Zeus in those movies too. Who the hell is it? I can't think of it right this moment.
I can't think of it either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sean Bean. Yeah, that's why. He's a good actor. And
is it plus Sean
Pierce
Bean?
Brosnan. Yeah, plus Pierce Brosnan being in the first one was really cool. So, freaking James Bond. Come on. But that means Percy Jackson to be facing either number six, Immortals from 2011, or number 21, Minotaur from 2005.
What was the first one? Immortals?
Immortals, yeah. It was Henry Cavill, however the fuck is his name.
Yeah, definitely that one. I got my guy Henry. I have to.
Yeah. That's what we call them, bastards, thinking with your pants. But, I mean, Minotaur, it was a better movie. Definitely 100% was a better movie. But Minotaur is just a B-level horror movie, basically. The way they made the Minotaur look was really cool. And it did stick to the legend of Mino Island. It did stick to that legend really well. So
I'm still here, sorry.
That means Percy Jackson will face the Immortals in the next round, ironically enough. But the next matchup, okay, this is one of those ones where I pretty much am going to be surprised if it doesn't go one way or the other. But it's number five, Hercules from 1997. Yes, the Disney animated version. Versus number 20, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Where art thou? Fuck my Greek. From 2000.
Hercules all day, every day, forever. It's one of my favorite Disney movies, and Megara is that bitch forever. Megara for life.
I know. As soon as I saw that was on this list, I was like, oh, fuck. There goes the
bracket. Oh, we're going to win. No, I'm kidding. I don't know yet.
Very easy. Good. It's one of those ones. I just knew it. And, I mean, Oh Brother, We're Out, that was pretty actually hilarious, but it's not really like a Greek myth. It's just kind of...
Yeah, well, it really wasn't Greek mythology, but it was fucking hilarious.
It's based on one, but then I never saw the movie. I actually never saw it until I watched it for this bracket, and I enjoyed the hell out of it, but freaking John Goodman in that movie is so fucking funny. But that means Hercules is going to be facing either number four, Wrath of the Titans from 2012, or number 19, Helen of Troy from 1956.
And what was the first one? I didn't hear you.
Wrath of the Titans from 2012.
Oh, that was a good movie right there.
All right. Which means Wrath of the Titans will face Hercules, ironically as well, in the next round. But, and that means, only three matchups left in, six matchups left in round one. Okay, what was I say? The next matchup is number three, 300 from 2006 versus number 18, Agora from 2009.
I don't think I saw the second one, so I'm definitely going to go with the first one.
If you haven't seen Agora, you could buy it on Amazon. I think I watched it on a Fire Stick, but a special Fire Stick, but it actually is a very, you would probably like it. It's a very pro-feminist movie. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I mean, it basically it's about the death of worshiping of polytheism. It's about the death of worshiping multiple gods and like Christianity taking over. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, I'll definitely check it out. I just didn't get a chance to before the bracket. So.
Yeah. It's all good, but hey, it was just I mean, honestly, I don't know why I was on a Greek mythology list, to be perfectly honest, but I mean, I guess the polytheism kind of ties into it a little bit, but it was just basically like a good historical movie in a way. I enjoyed it more than I thought it would. But that means 300 will face either number two, Clash of the Titans from 2010, the remake, or number 17, The Legend of Hercules from 2014. And that's the one with Kellan Lutz playing Hercules.
I wasn't really a fan of that rendition of Hercules. I'm going to be honest. I really was not.
Oh, it sucked.
Yeah, so I'm definitely not going with that one.
So, Clash of the Titans. Ooh, we could actually see the Titan movies face each other. But
that's awesome.
That means 300 will face Clash of the Titans the next round. That's an interesting matchup. And the next matchup is the number one seeded Troy from 2004 versus number 16, the 300 Spartans from 1962.
Definitely Troy.
Yeah, I agree. The 300 Spartans was boring as shit.
I mean, it was so dry. I was like, this is literally torture right now.
I mean, it's good production values, at least, for the time it was made, but still, like, ugh. But that means you have your final two play-in matchups of the night to make the last matchup in round one. And the first one is number 32, Helena, or Helen of Troy, from 1924, and that is the oldest movie on this bracket, versus number 35, Oedipus Mare, from 1996.
I'm going to give it to the oldies on this one. Yeah, Helen of Troy. It was a Helen of Troy, right?
Yeah, Helen of Troy.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I actually could watch either of those because I just couldn't find either. Because I think that's the version of Oedipus that was taken off everything and was not sold anymore.
Yeah.
But the 90s version, of course. And Helen of Troy was just too old. I couldn't find it anywhere. 1924, I don't think there might not even be copies of that somewhere. Who the hell knows? But that means the final play-in matchup is actually two very modern takes on Greek legends. It's number 30, Mighty Aphrodite from 1995, which, yes, that's the Woody Allen movie, versus number 36, Night Warning, or Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker from 1981.
Definitely going with Woody on this one. Definitely.
Well, don't we always? But, and I mean, see, that one's a tough one for me because the Woody Allen movie was really good and really funny in the way that Woody's funny. I mean, he's just, you got to be into his humor to really like him. But the other one is like a low-key 80s horror movie that's just loosely based on a Greek legend, like on Oedipus, basically. And it's just hilarious. Like, it's hilarious and it's just funny. Like, it was the last movie in this bracket I watched, and it was just funny as shit. And it's like a slasher, basically. But, well, that means your final matchup in round one has been made.
Yay. Sorry, my dog's barking.
It's all good. And it's number 32, Helen of Troy from 1924 versus number 30, Mighty Aphrodite from 1995.
Mighty Aphrodite on that one.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's not going to make it past round two, I'm pretty sure, but we'll see. And that means it actually is time for round two. And the first matchup in round two is number 29, Orpheus, versus number 13, Hercules, the Rock Edition.
I really was a fan of the Rock version, so I'm definitely going to go with the Rock on that one.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait, was it against again?
Orpheus.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, Orpheus wasn't... Oh, wait. It's that Orpheus crap. Like, that Orpheus was so... I mean, it was good, but it just... Yeah, I don't know. The guy who played the main character, like, and the whole way they portrayed it was just really strange. I was kind of like sitting there, like, what am I watching? But
right, yeah.
Hercules is going to be facing either number 27, Oedipus the King from 1968, or number 11, Wonder Woman from 2017.
Wonder Woman against which one?
Oedipus the King from 68.
Definitely Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I didn't see that going any other way, honestly. But that means it's right. Hercules versus Wonder Woman. Right. That means Hercules versus Wonder Woman in the quarterfinals, and that's going to be interesting. But
interesting.
Yeah. And that means the next matchup is number 10, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters from 2013. Versus number 9, Jason and the Argonauts from 1963.
Definitely the first one.
Yeah. Once you get through the first round, it's just all the modern movies, I think, are going to be taking the cake unless there's just ones that really...
Yeah, I agree. it's probably definitely going to go that way.
And in this one, I see no difference, but it's going to be facing Percy Jackson, either number 23, Elektra from 1962, or number 15, Alexander from 2004.
Alexander.
You do get to see a lot of Brad Pitt butt in that movie, I will say.
Yes, you do. And we appreciated it.
Can't say I did, but okay.
But, well, I did. The females did. We, as in the female community, we did.
And I appreciate all the women he was with in that movie. So, you know, it works.
That too.
But... that means we're going to the other side of round two, and it's number 7, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, versus number 6, The Immortals from 2011.
Ooh.
Yeah, tough. It's getting tougher on this side.
It is. Immortals, because there's another Percy Jackson on there, too.
There is. And that means the Immortals are going to be facing either number 5, Hercules from 97, the Disney version, or number 4, Wrath of the Titans from 2012.
Oh, that's a horrible mashup. All right, Hercules, all day. You already know what Disney's on the list. It's a wrap.
Oh, trust me, I know. And I'm still pissed Hercules didn't make it as far in the freaking original Bastards Disney movie ones it should have. But that means the next matchup is number 3, 300 from 2006 versus number 2, Clash of the Titans from 2010.
Clash of the Titans. That movie was just fucking awesome.
It really, I mean, but 300, I don't know. The original 300, like, I'm just.
I know, but you can't deny, like, that movie was fucking incredible.
Oh, I mean, it was, and Meet the Spartans kind of ruined 300 for me.
Yeah.
It kind of was a better 300 in a way, but
it really was.
That means Clash of the Titans is going to be facing in the final matchup of round 2 to determine out the winner is number 1, Troy from 2004, or number 30, Mighty Aphrodite from 1995.
Mighty Aphrodite.
And the number 1 seed gets taken out by the number 30 seed. Because of Woody Allen. My God. I did not see that one coming. I love it, but I did not see that coming. Troy is a damn good movie. I saw that in theaters, I think.
It really is a good movie.
I spent 4 hours on vacation in Lake George, New York, freaking in a theater watching that movie. So, yeah. It was a damn good movie, but still, I mean, a lot of good actors, but that definitely means that the quarterfinals get to start, and none of these are going to be easy. None of them. And it's, let's start out with a fun one. Number 13, Hercules from 2014, The Rock edition, with versus number 11, Wonder Woman from 2017.
Wonder Woman.
It's got to get to a point eventually, though, where Wonder Woman is not even technically a Greek myth movie.
I know. So
it's only because the Greeks were mentioned in the freaking beginning for a second. But that means Wonder Woman's going to be facing in the semifinals either number 10, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters from 2013, or number 15, Alexander from 2004.
Percy Jackson.
Ooh, the boy overtakes the movie with the men. I'm surprised. Yep. Damn, you. I think you actually surprised me more than anybody else that's done movie brackets on my show before.
You never know what's going to come out of my mouth, so. Or in it.
Holding in what I want to say at that moment.
I got you. I said it for you. It's fine.
But that means the other side of the quarterfinals is going to be number 6, Immortals, versus number 5, Hercules. Disney version.
Hercules. I hate making that choice, but I gotta go with my Hercules, man. Now I want to go listen to the soundtrack.
Yeah, at least one Hercules is making it into the final four here, but that means the final matchup in the quarterfinals to see who's facing Hercules and possibly losing in the semifinals is number 2, Clash of the Titans from 2010 versus 30, Mighty Aphrodite from 1995.
Oh my God. This is horrible. Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
It's going to be so difficult to go against Hercules. No.
It is, and both these semifinal matchups are not easy, I will say, but the first one is number 11, Wonder Woman, versus number 10, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters.
Percy Jackson.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Percy on that one.
I have, actually, no, it's not that. I was thinking for a second, I'm like, when is it going to be Percy versus Percy in the finals? I'm like, no, that can't happen. The other one's already out. It took me a second to think of it, but that means the other side of the semifinals is number 5, Hercules, Disney version, versus number 2, Clash of the Titans from 2010.
Hercules. I have to. I can't. It's just literally cinematic perfection. I can't.
I am actually dying for the live-action version to come out next year with Danny DeVito playing Themistocles.
As he should. Who's playing Megara?
I think, who originally voiced her? Are they still around?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'll follow up with that.
I'm not sure who's playing her. I forget. I think what Thor is playing. The guy who played Thor is playing Hercules, if I'm not mistaken, or I could be wrong on that, but I knew that was mentioned at one point.
I can see that.
I don't know. I forget who's playing Hercules. But, I mean, everybody's... Actually, yeah. Well, I know everybody said like when they do a live-action version, he should play Hercules and that Tom Hiddleston should play Zeus. I mean, Hades.
That... Like, I support that.
I supported that since I first saw it years ago when it was just a rumor. But I think they actually might be working on that. But that means it's
fingers
time for your
crossed. Third.
Yes. And that means that's time for the third and fourth place matchup. And it's going to be between number 2, Clash of the Titans from 2010, and number 11, Wonder Woman from 2017.
Clash of the Titans.
Ooh. And Clash of the Titans takes third, putting Wonder Woman into fourth place. And now for the grand finale. It's number 10, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters. Versus number 5, Hercules, Disney version.
I gotta go with Hercules. I have to.
I had a
It's
feeling.
Gotta it be that top that spot. It's gotta.
Oof. And that's, I mean, honestly, it's gotta be one of the fastest brackets ever done, too. Close, but not
hey.
Quite. But it's, if you know the topic, you know the topic. And it's not like they're movies. It's not like they're conspiracies where there's a lot of different angles to consider or anything. But
That's true.
Yeah, those go forever. But your final four end up being Wonder Woman at number 4, Clash of Titans at number 3, Percy Jackson number 2, and Hercules at number 1. Which
I think I'm okay with that.
The number 5 seed took number 1, so I could respect it. But I don't know. Just one of those things where I want to take certain movies out of certain brackets, but I just can't because that'd be against morals. But
right.
I made that mistake once with the Halloween song bracket. I don't want to do it again. But Well, CA, it has been a fucking blast. And where can they find you these days? Because I don't even know what's going on with you anymore. So,
well, I mean, as always, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You can Google me. You can Google hashtag Hell on the Go, or you can just look up CA Knuble.
Yeah, she's pretty easy to Google, actually. I was trying to look for your old podcast, and I'm like, there's no sign of it anywhere in existence.
It's not right now. It's on private because I've been editing and editing and editing all my old footage to relaunch all the old episodes. But there's literally 35 episodes that I've been editing, and they're all like, one's 2 hours long. You know, some of them are like an hour plus, you know, so it's like really hard editing all of that content because it was all live streamed, and now I'm doing pre-recorded episodes. So
I've considered doing that in recent times, but I don't know, I like the live thing. There's something about it.
Well, I mean, for me too, like, it's for some reason my podcast is still the top 100 indie podcast. So I mean that's something, because I really have not released any episodes.
I think
a month ago I did a little live, but I really haven't really done much like on live streams recently. I just have not had time. So,
I mean, shit. I mean, this show is constantly in a fight between number one and number two for science pods on Good Pods, but I also do lives multiple times a week and release twice a week, and it's a crazy ass schedule. So, you gotta, if you want to earn the top, you gotta freaking work for it. And as I told you, all my listeners, thank you again for that, because it proved off in those numbers today. Damn, I was shocked that I took out some big people. But I want to thank Sia for coming on, and we're definitely gonna have to get her back for another one. I know there's another topic she said she wanted to do, so I gotta schedule that and get her on in the future at some point for it. And that one's, it might be a little longer because it's gonna be tougher and more debatable, but. Till next time, I will see you all, I believe, tomorrow. I have something. No, not in this show. Okay. So, yep, I'll see you all this weekend, I believe. Have a good one, paranormal folks. You can find me on Facebook as Jeremy Bryant, or you can find me as Uncensored, Unapologetic, and Untamed UQ Podcast Collective Facebook group. You can find me on Twitter and the Instagram as @JuggaloBastard. Or should I say X now? And you can find me on TikTok as @JuggaloBastardPodcast. You can also find me on YouTube as Paranormal New Normal. And you can also find me streaming on YouTube as Blind Knowledge Network. Because all knowledge is blind until they admit Bigfoot exists.